where to your mother.
Thanks for adjusting this as I'm doing my intro. Well, we were live. Well, we'll keep it in. Guys, that's Jiggy's arm. Thanks so much for listening to Two Cool Moms. I'm Joe Gatto.
Steve Byrne. That's Jiggy.
Jiggy. That was Jiggy's arm. Here we are. We're doing it again.
We're doing it again. We are back, baby. I'm telling you, we've done
9,000.
How many of these?
This is 60-ish, 62-ish, 3-ish.
But the clip of you and Coldplay, it genuinely, I, you know, you get the clip sent to you and then you watch me like, oh, okay, I'll post it. But that was one I watched a few times. And I was like, Jess, come here, you got to see this. And
I know, could tell that you like to be in the amount of time that elapsed between you receiving it and posting it was very minimal. And that's how I knew you liked it, because sometimes I'll send you the clip and you'll put it out like on the following Thursday.
The next.
It's like,
No, but it'd be like the next day or Thursday, because you said I like, because I post Tuesdays and then you go Wednesday, Thursday. But I was like, I didn't have another clip yet. And I was like, I'll just put this one up. Yeah, I like it. It was great.
It's fun.
Because I like seeing your wheels turning.
They turn here.
But you do that all the time. You set the table, you see if you got me baited, and then you're like, reel this one, and it was great.
You're hard, but sometimes I catch you. Yeah.
You're damn good at what you do.
Would you call yourself gullible?
Yeah, for sure. There's times I can be 100%. Yeah. It's like a switch.
My favorite thing about you. It's my favorite thing about you. I get you sometimes really good, especially on the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the common sense switch. It just sometimes things don't connect. It's
in
like
your defense, I'm very charming and able to sell stuff well. I'm a charming salesman, so I sell stuff pretty well.
Hold on. Do you remember this? No, there was a time where I was like, I called you guys.
Yeah.
I called you, okay? And you guys happened to be on the road. And I was just sitting there and I was wondering, because I've discussed this before, I love prosciutto or prosciutto. Is that what you say?
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto. Why is it called prosciutto then?
Prosciutto?
Yeah,
that's how you would say it.
Anyways, it's my favorite sandwich. I love just getting that.
Prosciutto mozzarella.
And
right?
Just fresh bread from my bakery in my back home and just putting provolone on it. That's it. You don't need anything else. And I'm eating and I'm like, why don't you ever cook it? But I guess it's so thin. And so I call Joe and Joe starts seeing the opportunity. He's like, oh, we got some real estate here to play around in. So you start telling me about the prosciutto family.
The town of prosciutto.
The town, the family, how it came up, how they drive. I'm like, and you're going, I'm like, Joe, stop. I know you're fucking with me. I know you're messing with me. But it was one of those where I would have, because there was something else I called you about before. And you had done it to me.
Yeah.
You got me, and I hung up the phone, and I know you hang up the phone like, this dumb motherfucker, he thinks I'm fucking.
Yeah. I love not telling people, because and then watching it play out. Like, there's been times where I've explained things to people, not said anything that I was kidding, and I would see them explain it to other people. And then they would turn to me and go, right, Joe? And I go, no, that's not right. I love that you called me about prosciutto instead of like using Google, though. That's nice. That feels good.
I would think that if anybody knows, it'd be you. Because you had said, we were talking about your favorite sandwiches.
Yep.
Yours is like eggplant, is that right?
It is. It used to be a prosciutto mozzarella
sandwich. That
was
it. Yeah, it used to be.
That's interesting. You go prosciutto provolone instead of prosciutto mozzarella, because prosciutto mozzarella is like the staple, and you could go with a provolone over it. I love that.
Oops.
No.
I didn't know.
No, I love it.
It's not
you were thinking
thing.
That too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Prosciutto mozzarella.
You go mozzarella?
Yeah, prosciutto mozzarella. I've never even considered a provolone.
Really?
Okay. But I do the provo on the eggplant, so it makes it stay up. Yeah.
Do you remember Palio mozzarella?
I remember when we bought string cheeses. It was my mom's go-to snack for us when we got home from school. So you know the 3 o'clock snack, right?
Yeah.
She'd lay out the knife. She'd make a kid cheese plate. It would be a mozzarella cheese stick with a couple grapes and a handful of Ritz crackers. And she would cut it up nice, and we make like little. That'd be my snack. My 3 o'clock snack.
What does the grapes have to do with anything?
Grapes makes it classy, Jiggy. We're not all eating raisins.
Why don't you put your arm in frame again? Animal.
Did you do snacks? Did you come home and your mom make you a snack?
My mom was, it's not like today where there's like 1,000 snacks. You could just go to the grocery store. So she would literally, She'd take Ritz crackers mm-hmm. and put butter on it.
Ah.
And make like these little Ritz cracker sandwiches yeah. with like a little butter in between. Or
I used to get those with jelly.
Can I finish?
Sorry. I was excited. I wanted one. Did you see the excitement? I was like, I want one. I want one now. I'm hungry.
Such a great idea to say. You said,
I know. Go, sorry. Tell me more about your buttered cracker. I want to hear more about the tale of the buttered cracker.
That was it.
I love it.
No, she'd take a pan and just put butter in it and then put Cheerios in there and mix it up so you'd get butter Cheerios. That was another snack.
That's next level.
That was good.
They tried to do the Rice Krispie treat with a Cheerio. It didn't take.
No.
Yeah, I saw that a couple times. They do. You know where they do that? They did it like where bullshit like coffee houses make their own desserts. I've seen it a couple times. They do a Honey Nut Cheerio version.
Some stoner that's like, oh, no, not going to sell.
I will say, did you ever do that for your kids? Did you ever give them like a little butter cracker? And like pass
it
down?
No. You know, I mean, it's just the pantry is just Goldfish and Doritos. And that's the one thing. Cool Ranch Doritos. Me and still them.
Yeah. That's your thing.
Every kid loves Cool Ranch Doritos.
I had a lot of snacks growing up, and my kids, I get excited to tell my kids about the snacks when we have it. And my daughter's always like, did you have this when you grew up? But one thing my mom always did and that I started doing, I make the kids lunches. And
you make their lunches?
I do.
Lunches?
I do make their lunches. And my mom used to leave me a note mm-hmm. in the lunch. And I did that with my daughter. And then one day I didn't do it, whatever, and she got like mad about it. And she's like, hey, you forgot the note. And so now I'm like 120 days in.
I'm running out of stuff to say.
So I was like, I said, what are you even doing? She's like, oh, I save them. And she has in her desk all the notes I ever wrote her. I was like, when I die, that's going to be so great for her to be able to flip through all those.
Oh, my God.
And see that.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Well, why would you go to such a grim thought?
About your...
Your death.
It's not a grim thought. It's a realistic thought.
It's a realistic thought.
I always think about when the buzzer's going to go.
What's that?
I always think about when the buzzer's going to go.
Do you?
All the time. You don't?
It's funny because, it's not funny, but I think you and Roy Wood
are going to die
before
you.
My two friends that you guys eat like shit.
Yeah.
No, but his father had passed when he was young. And I think that when that's part of your childhood, I guess,
mm-hmm.
It's something obviously you think about quite often. My folks, knock on wood, my folks still around.
Yeah. Did you talk to your alive mother?
Deal with it, dude.
Have you spoken to your alive parents lately?
I have. I
talked to Amanda Dirt the other day. It was nice.
Oh, God.
<It's good. laughs> They were quiet. They're unusually quiet for their dead selves.
You can finally get a word in. but it seems like, obviously, if that happens to you, that's going to be something that's kind of, you know, front of mind, especially as you have children. I think it's something, because I know that Roy's had that talk with his son, like, you know, I'm just getting you prepared for when I go or whatever, something like that.
I'm not that grim about it, but yeah. But you know what? It's bazonkers that you have at this age both your parents still. It's crazy.
Both my parents, but my grandparents all passed away when I was very young.
Yeah, but they died.
So I never,
they're dead, yeah.
I never had all that Christmas bonanza.
You never got that sweet check on your birthday.
No, I had
for $10.
One grandfather, he was around till I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And my parents would drop us off at his apartment in Freehold, New Jersey. And he was remarried to a woman named Mary.
Oh.
And he would sit in his recliner and she'd sit in the couch and they would just sit there.
Really?
Everyone wouldn't say anything.
Oh,
they would
goodness.
Just like sit there. It was like somebody like, it's like, and they just sat there. So my brother and I would just sit around.
Your parents like, watch the kids. good, thank you.
And there was nothing to do. There was literally nothing to do.
Oh, wow.
The TV had like three channels, but it was black and white, and you couldn't really watch it because they had rabbit ears, and then they had a Scrabble.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, but it's like half the pieces were missing, and it's like you can't spell anything. And then there was a swing set out front of their apartment, but like only one swing worked. It was just like this patch of concrete.
Oh my God.
Like it was just so
depressing.
You sound
like you were in jail.
it was the worst. It was the absolute
worst. How often did he watch you?
All the time.
Oh my goodness.
We just sit there bored out of our skulls. Man.
That might be why you're a creative type. You had to keep your mind going to think of something. My grandma's house Afghans everywhere. Like she knit, she did like the knitting. So
I
she
thought
just
you meant
she
like, made her, like people.
Yeah, and then she also refugees lived in the home.
Yeah, okay.
She used to like crochet and knit whatever. But we played cards. That was like the big thing. We used to play a game, May I, all the time. It was a card game, and
did
my
she
whole
play
family
with
plays it. Yeah, yeah. She would play with me.
She talked to you
and feed us. That was it.
Yeah,
yeah. But I was adorable. You were like, you were disgusting as a child, right? Like, weren't you not like nice? Like, you know,
I wouldn't say I was like
abominable
a cute kid.
No, yeah. Not looks wise. I mean, you just were atrocious as a child. Like, nobody liked you though. Like, you weren't.
What the fuck?
They like rejected you at your core. No, I was the youngest, so I had a lot of older cousins that would play with me. Like, you know what? The youngest cousin always gets played with, right? You were older, yeah. Right? Yeah. So like I was always like a toy with the cousin. So I always I would always be entertained one way or another. They used to play this game Poo-Wah where they would throw pillows at me and try to knock me over. The big couch pillows.
Oh.
And they would swing them at me in the basement and they would call Poo-Wah. You're supposed to try to fall onto the pillow, but they wouldn't line it up right sometimes. So I would just smack onto the linoleum.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Poo-Wah we used to play.
Now, but did you have a big extended family when you were I mean, obviously you not when you're younger, but
well, general, like Christmases right? and whatnots and everything. Yeah. Yeah, we still get together for a family reunion every year, and it's like 75 people. It's all the cousins and their kids.
God.
Yeah,
it's a lot of
Brejeune provolones.
Yeah,
yeah,
provolones or mozzarellas.
What's it else?
Yeah, and you have to say it that way.
Yeah,
the mozzarellas.
I think love mozzarella. Say hello to provolones. Provolones is the prosciuttos. Yeah, the family reunion's fun. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, so I need more stuff to say in these notes. So if you could just scribble down some notes for me for my daughter for her lunch,
sure.
That would be great.
Okay. I have one.
I would love to blindly write one.
Okay.
I'm going to blindly put it in.
Okay. I'll write it. Okay. And she's going to go, who's Steve?
She knows you. You guys had a fun time when she came to the show. One of my shows, you were there.
Oh,
she loves you.
She is so outgoing.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's like one of those... It's one of those, when you're around a child like that, you instantly feel like a child
mm-hmm.
because she's like, hey, sit down here. Let's draw. Let's hang out. It's like, okay. But it reminds you of like being that age where
it's
just like you would say things like that. Yeah. My son's like that too. He's very, very, he'll play with anybody.
Oh,
he plays with the girls
show.
In the neighborhood and
yeah,
all this stuff.
When he came to the show, we were running around the stage.
Oh, you told him to run across the stage.
That was
He's
so
like,
great.
Oh, can I? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay.
He loved it. He was booking.
I love that a kid thinks, the lack of inhibition and to just walk through a mall
mm-hmm.
and like dance and like,
yeah,
it's just like.
So cool.
Society hasn't caught up to that individual yet. Where
no.
you know it's like
they're still trying to catch me.
Oh Jesus! Oh my God! Yeah, for sure. Should we get into this?
Let's do
so
it.
we got some nice questions.
We got
here
some questions today.
Thank
you, everyone who have submitted questions to our Instagram at @twocoolmomspod, and those who subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Okay, it's coming to us from Olivia. Olivia, first off, love the name. It's my daughter's name. Mm-hmm. And okay, question. You have 24 hours in Las Vegas and $10,000. What are you going to do? I know what you do.
Gamble. Right to the craps table.
You go right to the craps
table. Right to the craps table, for sure.
I'm getting like menage a trois times nine. So it's like nine.
27th is your show, right?
Something like that, yeah. You're the mathlete.
Yeah.
And just have them all come in and just, yeah. That's 10 grand? I'm like, how much is it? 10?
10?
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
That'd be, so she said 24 hours. This would probably be like 10 minutes.
What are you doing with the other 23 hours and 50 minutes?
I'd just be like smoking. Like, that was awesome.
You would sleep. You would literally sleep for 20 hours.
I could. Yeah. I could sleep, yeah. But you would go to the crap. You wouldn't go nice, like, in all seriousness, I'd probably go do a show.
Do a show. You get something to eat? I love eating there. Yeah, I love eating there. Favorite place to eat in Vegas? I love Catch at Aria. I love that place. We go every
Catch
time we're in
Aria.
Town.
Catch
is a restaurant, yeah. And it's unbelievable. Such a great place. The whole staff there is great. Yeah, when we're back there, we're going to go through again. The other place that we found recently, Jiggy, the place. Kimpy's.
What?
Kinkies?
Cassie Beach House. Cassie Beach House, where we had the brunch.
I'll look it up.
I believe it's Cassie Beach House, which is in the Virgin Hotel.
For
Stevie? Stevie, you were there.
Yes. Yeah.
Were you there at the beach house or were you sleeping? No, you were there. You came and sat at the end. Cassie's beach house.
Oh, where we ate.
Where we ate. Yeah, we're talking about restaurants.
But the DJ was a little loud.
DJ was a little loud for you.
Quite loud.
Yeah, he was loud for everybody.
Yeah. We couldn't really hear.
We were close to the speaker.
Each other.
Yeah.
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 But fantastic meal.
Awesome food. Yeah.
It's tough to have a bad meal in Vegas.
Right. So I do a meal. I do a meal.
Yeah.
Then I go gamble.
But you're going right craps.
Right to craps.
See, I would go see a show. You wouldn't go see a show? I'd get like the nicest seats and like love
That's not a bad idea, actually. Front row pit.
Front row, right up. I definitely do.
New Year's Steve, maybe at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club at the Link. Get front row tickets.
Thursday. Yeah. Tickets very affordable.
What am I doing with the other $9,000, $990? I'm a math lead.
Well, after the show, you get the refund. Then you get your full 10 back.
Yeah, that's it. Are you enjoying your time doing that show? Are you enjoying Vegas?
I love doing it. I absolutely love doing it. It's fun because every show is different. It's a lot of improv, but then it's the ridiculous notion that every show, it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So you ring the New Year. And the minute you say, you know, what's the date today? It's like March 8th. What's the date today? It's April 4th. No, guys, tonight it is December 31st. It's New Year's Eve. We're ringing the New Year tonight. And you just see people's eyes kind of light up. They're like, oh, okay, well, yeah. It's like with your daughter. It's like, come play with it. It's like, okay, yeah. And then people buy into the fact. It's like, oh, it's New Year's Eve tonight. Okay, we're gonna ring in the New Year.
That's great.
And then you do the countdown. The place goes crazy.
I can't wait. So I'm excited to come. I'm coming. I'll be there June 8th. I'll be there with you. Yeah.
I won't be there.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll go see. I guess I'll go see David Blaine or something. Hope he's
counting. Of course. You know what we could do? We could go see Matt Franco.
Ah, my boy Matt.
At 7 o'clock, and then we could go do
a double.
A double.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I might be playing craps.
You are craps crazy. You love it.
It's what my is birthday it about, week, baby.
What is it about that game that
I just love it?
Well, I think what it, I think
it's who
what
I'm
it
playing
is,
with. If I have the whole all my friends with me, it's fun.
Yeah, but you, it's an opportunity for you to exhibit one of your greatest assets, which is you're so good with math. And you're constantly crunching numbers. Sure. You're constantly doing math. All those side bets, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
You're spinning 12 plates at the same time and keeping track of everything.
I do like the math aspect. That's fun.
That is crazy. Mm. I could never. That's why I don't play, because I'm not good at
math.
I'm horrible. Mm.
Against stereotyping. That's why we love you.
You. All right.
Also an excellent driver. So we love you. You balance the whole thing out. Me, we got so many. I'm a big fat Italian who loves desserts. We need to yin and yang this shit. No offense.
Yin yang. Parmesan. All right, this is coming to us from Zanna. Oh. I should ask this and then guess it.
Okay.
What's Joe's go-to food? What's your go-to food?
Oh, we've talked about this plenty, you know.
Well, I know you like different, but I think this is probably a specific dish. What's your go-to? Everyday, common, your go-to. You come home, it's 4 o'clock, you don't have time to go out, you got to whip something up, it's your go-to. I would think is it pasta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Is it, okay. Oh, no, I can't say it. Penne?
Penne.
Is it penne?
Not penny. Penne.
Is it penne?
Penne.
Is penne?
Penne al vodka.
That's your
penne
go-to.
Penne al vodka sauce, for sure. Nailed
okay.
it.
Okay. I would feel horrible if I didn't get the right pasta.
Nailed it.
But your go-to is pasta, though.
Well, I mean, I mean, eggplant parmesan, if I'm out to eat.
Yeah.
I look on a menu if they have it. I most likely make an eggplant parm. I like a good eggplant parm. If I'm looking to be light and breezy, and my favorite thing, well, you know what I love, though? I just banged one out this weekend.
Yeah.
A seafood tower. Ugh.
Really?
So good. Just nailed one this
just
weekend.
Just give me the crab.
Just the crab.
Just give me the crab.
No, you're not an oyster guy.
I hate oysters.
You're not a mussel guy.
I like a steam mussel.
Okay.
I like a steam mussel.
Oh, okay.
I like it in that broth.
A posilippo, if you will.
What is it called?
Mussels posilippo.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Where you put it, where you get the bread and you do a dunksky all day, all night.
Just give me that.
I want that for lunch. Where can we get that? We should get
We're
that
in
today.
New York City.
We're in New York City. We're going to get a Mussels posilippo. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take that and I want you to have some fun with it. And you throw in all different ingredients, because that's what some of these mussel pot places do. And that happens big around here.
Mussel pots?
Mussel pots. So it's a pot, and they have different like flavors that you do. So you could do like a Cajun style, you do like a Fra Diavolo style, you just do a straight up butter and garlic. So fun. Dipskis with the breads, everybody's in it. Everybody's manhandling each other, high fiving, making mistakes, phone calls to each other the next day, apologizing. It's great. You should do it. You would love it. You would love it.
You know what? I recently went out to, I forget where I was, but you get that seafood bag. You ever do that?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
A seafood bag?
You get like a bag, like a big plastic bag, and they put the seafood and all the sauce in it and all the stuff and the vegetables and all that. It's usually like shrimp.
Oh, crawfish. The crawfish
bag. Crawfish bag. Yeah, whatever that is. And then you got to peel everything yourself.
Oh, you were in New Orleans.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive, those bags.
They steam everything in the bag, and then you rip it open. Right? Don't you open it at the table? They don't even get a plate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just eat it out of the bag.
I apologize. Someone else has heard of the seafood bag. I've never heard of a seafood bag.
Yeah,
it's not my bag, baby. You can't do that with meat. You can't order a meat.
You love it. You love any opportunity to set the trap. Oh God.
A meat bag wouldn't be good. I'm not gonna order a meat bag. I'll take the meat bag. Yeah. For sure.
But you've heard of meat bags, right?
Sorry, I'll get the next question.
I saw you doing it. And I just said, let me just get this closer so we can get the next question.
But yeah, New Orleans. I was just in New Orleans. Yep. I'm telling you,
we were both in New Orleans, like within a couple days of each other.
You were there Friday, I believe. Right? And I was there Monday. My favorite city, guts me, I wasn't able to go. But that is a town where you can't have a bad meal. It's almost impossible unless you go to like, you know, chain restaurant or whatever.
Yeah.
They take pride in their food out there.
For sure.
That night I went out, that night could have ended four or five different times.
And you didn't.
It just kept going. It was so fun. Have you ever been to Lafitte's at all? The bar with no electricity?
No.
Did I bring you there?
No.
So it's like no electricity.
Candlelight everywhere?
It's all candlelight.
Oh, how cool is that?
And then in the back of Lafitte is just a man playing piano. And he's got chairs. And you sit around the gentleman. You tip him. And he'll play whatever you want, and it becomes a big sing-along. So everybody's in the back.
That's so fun.
And you just sing.
That's fun.
So we started our night there, and then we went to, like, this German one, and, oh, God, it was so fun. And then we ended up at, like, a drag show karaoke, and we're on the stage with Dee Dee singing Mr. Brightside, which was hilarious. And it became, like, Ferris Bueller's, because you had all these... like gay guys that were like singing Broadway tunes and stuff. Yeah. And we were just like,
and there goes the surprise.
We were just smashed. We're like, we got everybody. Dee Dee, you're singing with us too. And we're all like, yeah, we can do this. So it became Ferris Bueller's. It was so fun. Then we went back to Lafitte and ended it there with Lee.
Oh, you started with Lafitte and you came all the way back?
We always knew we were going to go back there at the end. So we're like, let's just kind of
pop around.
Go around. And it was so fun. And just there was a guy literally just going around the quarter, there was a guy riding a bicycle, pulling a little trailer. And there was a guy who had a piano on the trailer and had all this Edison bulbs around him. And just playing
the piano on the
playing
go.
Playing piano.
That's cool.
Just driving through.
I think I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, it was wild.
That's really cool.
And people were clapping and taking pictures and all that. But it was really good, too. It was really talented. I love that city.
That's so cool. I love that street. Like, where I was able, Royal Street, I'm able to pop in. There's a two-block radius there. Some of my favorite shopping there with some really cool antique places and outdoor things.
Oh, the antique stores, yeah.
Yeah, and they have this place that had these outdoor bronze, for your yard, like sculptures and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I saw one of the coolest things ever. It was two kids, a boy and a girl, holding each other under an umbrella. And I was like, oh, that's for outside. And it was probably about 4 feet tall, five feet tall. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And he goes, oh, it's a fountain. And the water comes through and goes down. And I was like, I'd never seen anything like that. It blew me away. I almost bought it.
That would go good by the pool.
Right by the pool.
At the house, yeah.
So like put my feet up, watch these strange children. Porn.
Yeah, that is the porn.
There's a guy going around kidnapping people in my neighborhood, by the way.
Excuse me?
Yep. White van. Getting the alerts from everybody. There's like cell phone camera footage of this van approaching kids, asking if they want candy. They made an announcement at my kid's school. My son, nightmare last night, gets up screaming.
But that's like a hack kidnapper.
Hack kidnapper.
It's like he's doing all the things you would.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
that's so common,
he's got
right?
Like an 80s T-shirt Unmarked on. Man, yeah.
Do you want candy?
The whole
it's
thing.
Like the greatest hits.
I know.
Guy, you're gonna get busted.
Get inventive, fella.
Please.
Ugh.
So it's really happening.
It's really happening now in my neighborhood. It's crazy.
We had a guy in our neighborhood who
they made an announcement at the school.
Really?
Excuse me. Don't get kidnapped, guys. There's a kid out asking for candy. My son came home horrified. I was like, Dad, what does kidnap mean?
No.
I did a whole talk. It was nuts. Yeah.
Did you? I remember. I don't know if I ever told you this, but when we were in our school bus. I think I was like second grade, and it was like two blocks away from the school. And you pulled up to a stop sign. You pull up this stop sign, and if I told this story, please.
Stop. I don't remember. Yeah.
But we pulled up the stop sign, and there was a guy who, right when the bus would stop, would stand in front of his window, just butt naked. But from here up, like the shade was drawn, and so it was just his body and his dick was out. And so
I would have remembered this story.
Okay.
Like, stop me if you heard it. I haven't.
I wasn't
heard
sure
this.
if I said this, but we thought it was the absolute funniest thing in the world. There's just a dude with a schvance out, and we're dying laughing.
The school doesn't do something about it?
Well, here's what happened. Then it happened once, and then the next day, I remember there was a guy that sat in the back of the bus, obviously a police officer, I didn't know, but he had a camera, and he was taking pictures.
The original dick pic.
But again, we were dying laughing. I think, like, you know,
yeah, because kids that
you don't want
to
obviously do that or condone that or whatever, but adults are like, oh, it's horrible. But like as kids, I look back on it, it was like, oh, it's gross, as the town pervert. But I just think about that every now and then, and I get so worried. No, I just laugh about it. Like
yeah,
some dude was just like, I'm just gonna flash these kids.
That's so weird.
Your house is right there. Right. It's so weird.
Right, you're in your home doing it. Like they can find you. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a child, it's so funny to think about, like, that things that you're like, it's just to kids, that's so funny. Like, you know, seeing people's butts, like, and all that stuff. Like, think about that. Like, when you're little, it's so weird, right?
Well, you know what my son does now?
Yeah.
And he knows. Mm-hmm. I will just die laughing at the things he does. But apparently, on the bus, one of the kids was exposed to something, okay? And now this kid's going, so my son will just come home and he'll see me on laying on the couch. He'll just walk up and he goes, and I start dying laughing. And we were at a restaurant.
No.
Restaurant,
oh my goodness.
And we're sitting there. It's me, Jess, and the kid. And my son goes,
dead quiet.
Daddy. No. And Jess was like, stop it again. I'm just crying.
Oh, yeah, you're no help?
Oh, Daddy.
You're no help. Jess is trying to reprimand, and you're his best audience.
Oh, my God. Dying laughing. He has no idea, right?
Yeah, of course.
He has no clue. But my daughter is in fifth grade, and she kind of has a little.
Yeah.
And I remember when he goes, oh, Dad, she goes, Kent, that's so gross. Anybody could do that. It's funny. You moan sexually, anybody, anywhere, it is kind of funny. I have a friend that we are both friends with that I will call. He's in his 50s. I'll go, hey, how you doing? He goes, ah. Like, you're a father of two. You're in your 50s. What are you doing?
That makes you laugh.
Oh, Daddy.
That's going to be the spin-off podcast of this show. It's going to be, oh, Daddy.
Two cool moms, and one, oh, Daddy.
It's just Steve.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Whew. Okay. This is coming to us from...
We are clearly not equipped to solve anybody's mental problems. If you listen to this podcast, it's like, these guys have some set of balls. They can help anybody.
I'm traumatized by a dude flashing us. My son's going,
Daddy.
All right, this is coming to us from Nico. Okay.
Our Nico?
No.
A different Nico.
This is a little puzzling. Are you ready? This is a curveball.
Okay.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Spruce.
Oh. Really?
For sure. Spruce tree. It's the best tree.
Why is a spruce? It's like you were ready. You were waiting in the wings all your life for
what
someone
are you gonna
to
say,
ask
weeping
you this.
Willow, be a crying bitch.
Why a spruce? I got to look it up. I don't even know what a spruce is.
First of all, most fun name of a tree. Second of all, it doesn't bear any fruit, so it doesn't have people like them. There's all around all the time. They don't make any messes. Cherry blossom is going to fall apart on you. A mighty oak is great, but everybody calls their initials in you, so you don't want that. Weeping willow, you're crying all the time.
I mean, this is like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a Christmas tree.
Right. So I'm festive.
Yeah, evergreen. But you're going to get
evergreen.
You're going to get chopped down.
Yeah. Then I die. And that's it. And that was our run. And I wrote
Full
all circle. The notes from all my kids, and they
Full
got it.
Circle.
What tree would I be? I'd be a spruce. What about you?
Palm.
Nice. Better answer.
On the beach.
Better answer.
Chilling out, dropping coconuts on Keith Richards' heads.
Oh, you love that.
Try to kill him, yeah.
Oh, the palm's the right answer, buddy.
Palm's the best.
Oh, man.
Cities are named after it.
That's
West
true.
West Palm.
That's it. Yeah. Palm Beach.
Is there a spruce?
Palm Beach.
Is there a spruce?
There's got to be a spruce, West Virginia.
Got to be a spruce.
Yeah.
Spruce in Colorado or something.
Spruce
like that.
Something. There's got to be a city spruce. City spruce? There's got to be a city spruce.
There's like some mommy, you know, getaway retreat spa that's called the Spruce or something like that.
Yeah. Spruce is.
Caitlin and I went to the spruce.
Spruce. Okay.
Did you go? Have
we did
been?
Hot yoga. Started our day
been?
With hot yoga and Earl Grey teas. They did puppy yoga in the afternoon.
Spruce, Wisconsin.
Gotcha.
Wow, of all well, yeah, well, north.
North. Gotta be
cold.
Up there. It's cold. Brr. Spruce. You. Hot. Palm trees in Hawaii? No.
Absolutely.
Those aren't palm trees in Hawaii. Are they?
In Hawaii?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
No, I thought palm was Florida.
No, palm trees are all over.
All tropical?
Hawaii. Yeah.
LA?
All
right.
The Caribbean's different, got them too. I guess it's
different
hot.
Types of palms. Well, you could go deep. There's like 100 or 1,000 different types of palm trees too.
Really?
How do you know this?
Coconut palm. Well, coconut palm is what you're saying. You'd be a coconut palm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skinny. With the coconuts.
Yeah.
But then there's like all different types.
Fat palms. You got fat palm trees. I'd be a fat palm.
Different types of palm trees. You're saying
how do you
coconut
know this?
Palm. Have you looked at a tree with your eyes? There's different types. They look different.
Tree. No, I thought there are some fatter trunked ones.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like the LA
oh, you know
one,
what? In Hawaii, when we did the Hawaii episode, we made Murray climb a palm tree, and it was a big fat palm tree, and I hit him with a coconut. I couldn't believe I hit him. So they tell me to throw a coconut. Yeah, they said throw a
Dude,
coconut
that's
at him.
Hard.
I have no athletic ability. He was yards away. Yards. So I was like, all right, I'll try to throw. So I throw
How
it.
High up is he, by the way?
He's up probably about 10 feet, 15 feet. 15 feet. He humped his way up to one, right? And he got to the top there. And I just launched this one. I'm like, oh, there you go. And you know when you throw something and you see it in slow-mo? I'm like, oh, shit, that's going to connect. And he was playing a ukulele in the tree. And it fucking hit him. It clocked him because it came in with some heat. I saw full lobbed it at it. It's like, woo. And I was like, oh, shit, Mar, look out. That's going to hit you. Bang, hit him. Yeah.
That's not a...
Not easy feat, especially for me.
It's not a papaya.
No. Coconut's got some heft.
It's not an orange.
Mm-mm.
Coconut, you getting drilled with a coconut.
Yeah. I got hit with a grapefruit before, though. Those hurt.
That's fine. Grapefruit or coconut?
No, I don't
I'll
want
take grapefruit
yeah,
any day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So where'd you hit him?
I hit him in the arm.
Did he?
No, he didn't fall. He just re-rolled it off.
Oh, my God.
He went, ow! I felt bad.
Hey, DJ. Favorite story. All right, here we go. Another question. Okay, we did that. Thank you, Nico. Okay, this is coming to us from Ian. What was the moment that you knew you had successfully made it?
Is there any people that need help, or are they just asking us questions? This is just a Q&A now.
Yeah.
No, not yet, Ian. I'll let you know.
You never had a moment?
When I made it? Yeah, for sure. There's been a lot of highlights along the
way. What was the first
one? The first one was definitely the premiere when I was watching a room watching me on TV and laughing. Mm-hmm. So it was the premiere. True TV wouldn't throw a premiere party. We had to throw our own premiere party.
No.
So we funded our own. Me and Murray hit the pavement, got sponsors, found the venue. The venue didn't have... Cable didn't have True TV in their cable package, so
no.
We had to pay 1 month of Spectrum to get to get True TV in their thing. Yeah, swear to God, this is all true. Then we threw it we ordered the step and repeat. We did the whole thing. Me and Murray threw that with Sal and Q bankroll, but me and Murray did a lot of the footwork. The four of us threw it together.
Yeah,
we got sponsors to have the alcohol there and whatnot. It was crazy, and we threw our own premiere party. It was such a great party. So that was one of the ones when I was watching people laughing, and I was watching how hard people were laughing. I was like, oh, we might be onto something here. Like, to watch other people watch it and laugh that hard was really interesting.
Did you invite any of the members of the
crew? Yeah, we invited
the executives.
We invited the executive to be like, hey, you want to come to our premiere? Why don't you come? And he came.
That they should have done for you.
And he was drinking the alcohol that we got for them. And I was like, you go fuck yourself. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they came to that. So that was probably a big moment. And then the movie premiere, walking with my family and taking pictures to be on the carpet to have a movie premiere for us was really cool.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, that we did. That was great. And, of course, bring my daughter out on the stages of Madison. I brought my daughter out to Radio City and my son out to Madison Square Garden. So that was really cool to have them on stage and have that moment of taking a picture with them the first time they had seen it. So this is pretty cool. And then, of course, this. Two cool moms. Yeah. I mean, to be able to do this with you.
Peak.
This is the peak.
Yeah.
This is it.
You know, the toughest part about doing this show is striking the set afterwards.
We have to throw our own.
We have to move that this over goes there.
We next episode is just turned this way. That's it. That's all we do. I love it. I love that we didn't get multiple plants.
No, we have plant.
Plant. No S's.
Okay. It's coming to us from April.
April?
It's like April, but with a B.
Ready in April. Willing in April.
I love it.
My brother Will? Willing in April? Come on! Willing in April.
All right. I need help. I'm a high school student, and my parents want me to go to college, and I don't. What should I do? I personally think college is a scam. Mm. Also, it's my birthday next Wednesday. Well, happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday. And we don't even know when we got this and when next Wednesday is.
Happy birthday, April. It is interesting to hear someone in high school saying they think college is a scam, because we all know it is. Like, financially, these institutions are just raking these kids over the... When we went to college, it was pretty affordable. Like, I looked at going to Kent State now compared to when I went, and it was so much more affordable. But, you know, the universities they're not just like, it's not about textbooks and professors. It's also expanding all the amenities that come along with going to the campus that you're paying for. Like in Arizona, they have like lazy river pools and these like really nice accommodations, like the living quarters for these kids now. It's like living in a New York City condo, right? But, like a 12-story thing or whatever, the amenities are, it's crazy. But it's like, yeah, you're paying for it. Why should that be a part of the education process?
That's definitely for sure. I mean, here's the thing, though. Even now, even with it's a scam or whatnot, I still think there's just a real takeaway from the experience of going to college.
Yeah.
You grow up in a different way than, you know, not. I'm trying to think if I know anybody recently that hadn't gone to college that I could try to put against, like, my nephews and nieces that have currently gone. Like, because I've seen, like, my nieces go and, I mean, just beautifully blossom into these young women who are confident and whatnot. And they were just, like, such little kids at home.
Do you have any pictures from college?
Of my nieces? Yeah, you want to see Vinny's daughter? You want to see Big Vin's daughter? Sure. I'll tell him that you want to see Vin.
Hold on. Just go back. Can we edit that? Mark that. This isn't going out publicly, right? This is just for us?
Nobody listens. Don't worry. We're okay. He doesn't listen. So I think about that, how that still truly is like a thing that I think that you don't get if you stay home.
I completely agree.
But is it worth the question is it worth the money? So here's the thing, April. Spell your name. April, if you're going to go away to college, you need to get the most out of it if you're going to pay for it. And what you can take away from it is really learning how to human in a different way than you'll get if you're just staying at home.
Yeah.
Is it worth the price tag? That's debatable.
Well, it depends, right? There's always affordable options.
100%.
But everybody... Come, you know, time for admissions and everything. Everybody wants to go to USC. You want to go to Duke. You want to go to, you know, these premier tentpole kind of legacy colleges, whatever. But for every one of those, there's another school like I went to Kent State. There's a ton of other.
Yeah.
A ton of great experiences to be had that can be affordable. I think the experience is better than the aesthetic of what it is you think you're going to be going to. I mean, it's crazy how bad these kids are getting raked over the coals with.
I wonder what the percentage is of people that end up doing their degree. It's got to be, it's probably high, but it's still not, it can't be more than, 80%. Because I know so many people that don't do anything that they did with their college degree.
Well, I think I was reading.
You don't know.
This book about people and their goals and all this stuff. And the one guy was saying, since he was in high school, he wanted to be a doctor. So he gets to college, he goes through it all, he does it, and he is now in his 40s. He's like, I wish I never did this. He's miserable, and he wish he wasn't a doctor. That's perhaps an isolated... Yeah. But think about that, not wanting to be a doctor when you're a kid aren't necessarily, as you evolve and get older. I mean, even like, sometimes the person you marry is not the same person 10, 15, 20 years later because of the experiences of life and the variables of children, and maybe there's a health scare. There's a thousand different variables that can alter the path of who that person was at 18 or 19 or 20 or 22 into who they are at 35 and 40. It's much different. So,
yeah. So I there's no clear cut answer. Well, I think the thing that they're struggling with the most is, do they listen to their mommy and daddy at 18 years old?
Right.
Who's paying for it?
Right.
Mom and dad are paying for it and making you go. Mom and dad are making you go. Are they going to pay for it for you? Because that's a different thing. Like, are you going to come out with all these loans that are in your name that you have to pay for? So if you don't want to do it that badly and you're going to take on a financial burden as well, that's something really to think about. I will say there is benefits to it, so I would take a beat to think about it before you write it off.
Even if you're in another profession and you still have a degree in something, you're getting in the door.
Yeah.
When you're going out looking for a job.
Here's what I'll say.
But what are you passionate about?
Here's exactly my point. What are you going to do?
What do you want
to do? Not what do you want to do. Right. What are you going to do? You're not going to go to college.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Right.
What's your day tomorrow? You're not sitting home playing video games. What are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing to grow up? I think that's the plan. So don't go to college if you've got something else you're going to do.
Right.
That would be my advice.
Yeah. Like so many folks we know are in the entertainment industry. You don't really have to go to college for that. I have a degree in theater. Yeah. I never applied anything.
You have a degree in theater?
Yeah. It's a non-existent. It doesn't.
I didn't know I was in here with a studied thespian. Wow, I didn't know that. You a degree in theater?
And here's the rub. Are you ready for this?
Go.
Ready for this? Never got cast in one production. Never got cast in one play.
Wow.
And all the kids I went to school with, they were all cast in everything. I never got cast in anything.
So you worked the lights?
You ended up with a TV show.
Oh my goodness. Holy wow. Go fuck yourself moment, right?
That was crazy, yeah. But I went to school with some talented kids.
So you worked the lighting board during the shows and whatnot? That's great. Well, that's why you technically
sound tech, scene tech, all that stuff, rigging the lights and stuff. So it was good. I enjoyed my time at Kent, but yeah.
Right. So I would say, I think we're on the same page here. What are you going to do? Yeah. I mean, you could find time to find your passion too. You don't have to know what you want to do right now at 18, but you need to do something to start contributing to your livelihood and your future and making money and like doing things like that to basically just feel fulfilled. You don't want to just rot away now as a high school graduate. Like, okay, what are you doing?
Right. And especially, I think we've talked about this a few times, but 18, 19, 20, it's like, even if you want, take a year off.
Yeah.
You're in no rush. 100%. I mean, you got plenty of time.
28, 29, 30, you're not supposed to know what you're doing. It's not going to happen. You're not going to have to see you later. 28, I don't think you know what you're doing. 28, what were you doing at 28?
Stand up.
And still you're trying to make it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You walked into that.
Okay.
You walked into that one. That was mean, and I apologize. You're very good and talented, please. And I love you. 5 specials under your belt. And how many of those theater kids have? Goose egg.
Exactly.
Take that, Kent State University graduates.
Fuck you, Kent.
Are you paid off?
Paid off.
Yeah. Now you can say it.
Well, the best part was they did have me back for two shows, and it was nice to get a check from the university.
Nice.
As opposed to sending them some. So that's that was great. Good. Yeah. Have you gone back to your old campus?
I've gone to my campus. I'm actually playing Kent State as well.
You are?
I am.
What you text me. What are you doing?
I think in February, I think, next year, of January, February next year. Hmm. And I've played my college, which was really cool. I actually got an award, too, which was fun, like just to go back and do it.
Yeah.
And then I had to write them a check when I got the award. So I think as an alumni, like donor, I give them like, you know, some money to towards their gymnasium or whatever.
I don't give them shit. I don't give them nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's they always it. Call, ask, nope. I'll come to a show for you.
I get a lot of stuff from the high school. Because we are like, you know, a story from, you know, me and the boys. So we are like, I guess.
Have you been back to the high school?
We did an event there once. We did an interview on their TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is cool. So we did a couple things, but I don't really do it anymore. Like, it's a different school than when we went to it now, you know. And it's not our friends. I don't live on Staten Island anymore.
Right.
You know, Long Island, I have a closer relationship with Post.
It's I bet your high school just smells like cologne. That's the first thing I think.
It smells like more like body odor because there's no girls, so nobody cares what they smell like.
Oh, it's just
like.
Dudes?
Yeah, it's all boys.
Oh, it's just all boys.
All boy Catholic high school we went to, yeah. So it just smells like musk.
Just feet.
It really smells like Teen Spirit. Yeah.
Okay, you want to do one more?
Let's do one more.
Here we go. Okay, this is coming to us from Jaden. What inspired you guys early on in your life to get this career you're at now? Or is there any advice you can give to me for being in a slump? I've tried taking time off, practicing a lot, new techniques, anything you can do to help.
Ah, so a problem of purpose, not knowing what you want to do. I can't really help you because I've always loved to make people laugh from the first time I really did it when I was, you know, 12 or 13. I mean, I've rediscovered things that I wanted or interests, like photography and stuff. I found things that I liked just by experiencing life,
right?
Being out and about and doing things. I think that's how you need to present yourself with opportunities to find stuff that you like. I think that's the most important piece. You can't be sitting at home being like, what do I like? Like, you have to get out there and try stuff and see if you like it or not.
I think to accelerate the profession you're in, like, how did you get to where you're? I think, like, it starts, obviously, you start at the beginning, but I think at the very beginning, I just knew, like, okay, this is what I want to do, and it just became all-consuming. And I was like, all right, if I'm going to do this, I need to listen to everything by George Carlin, listen to everything by Richard Pryor. I could do everything I could while I'm not doing the things I want to be prepared for when I have that moment to hopefully, you know, exhibit myself comedically. So I was trying to do all the work along the way and expose myself and hang out, expose myself to the comedy.
To second graders.
That's right.
on a school bus.
But expose myself to comedy as much as I could, read about as much as I could, hang out with young people that were trying to do the same things.
Like-minded.
So we'd go out to lunch. We'd hang out with each other. We'd talk about goals and aspirations and influences. And did you hear what so-and-so is doing? And so I think at the beginning, if it is, if you know, if you can kind of tighten the crosshairs on what it is you want to hone in on, then I think you just kind of in the peripheral, be a part of all those things you can, and I think it just kind of makes it that much more definable as you go through your career, hopefully.
I think the big thing, too, is it doesn't just happen. Oh, a lot of people think, it just happened overnight. Like, that stuff doesn't happen, you know? It's a finely tuned thing that you need to hustle. Hustle's super important. You got to be working on it all the time. So once you find something that might interest you, like, because if you think about it, it's anything an interest is like all starts with an inkling. It's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Everything that that becomes your passion and where you are starts with a oh, that might be cool kind of moment, and you have to really, you know, water that palm tree till that thing's growing and giving you coconuts of opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Can't be out here sprucing it. You're going to be out there palm treeing it. You know what I'm saying? You got to water it, give it the sunshine, drop some coconuts, alohas. That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Thank you for joining us for another weekend of callbacks.
With Steve and Joe. That's what we should rename this.
Callbacks with Steve and Joe. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Daddy. No.
Please stop. We'll see you next time, maybe.
These mommies love you, so show us some love.
Please rate us and review us, follow us on all social media, and subscribe to our YouTube.